The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Reform councillors on the Isle of Wight say they voted against a Southern Water petition because they believed it did not go far enough. They say accepting it would have prevented other motions from being heard. Councillor Les Kirkby says he will report Southern Water to Ofwat and other regulators over sewage discharges. The group says it wants immediate action and cross-party efforts to hold the company accountable for environmental failures. Traffic restrictions have been announced for this year's Cows Week ahead of the return of its traditional fireworks finale. The measures will run from Friday, July 31st to Saturday, August 8th, with the road closures and one-way systems in Cows and East Cows. Extra buses and parking will be available on fireworks night. Officials say the arrangements are designed to keep businesses accessible, manage crowds, reduce congestion, and help spectators enjoy the event safely. Finally, J. Miller Circus has returned to the Isle of Wight ahead of its summer annual residency. The cast, crew, and Big Top arrived on Sunday and Monday, with performances starting at Wootton's Racecourse Roundabout on Friday, July 24th. The circus will stay on the island until Sunday, August 31st, continuing a tradition that began in 1989, apart from a break in 2020. Tickets are available online and at the door for some performances. More news in an hour. I'm Amelia Milne.